subject, because, you know, I'm serving them. I don't want to, you know, offend them in any way.
How do the MAGA people tip?
If they don't think you're a Democrat, pretty well, I'd guess.
Is that you think that that's a factor?
I do. I actually do.
Have you had situations?
Not with everybody. Just I would say more the extremists.
Have you had situations where a customer gleaned the fact that you were not a MAGA guy and that your tip suffered as a result?
Not that I would directly say like that had happened, but I've never given it away that I'm not, you know, for either side.
Gotcha.
If somebody brings it up.
Wow.
I try to stay very apolitical.
Sounds complex, I'll have to say.
Yeah, I just try to avoid confrontation.
I completely agree with you.
At the same time, with people I work with that I'm more close to and I care about, when I see that they believe something that's inherently false and they're just on this side of crazy, and I'm, you know, I just can't think of what to do or say to bring them back to reality.
Reality, yeah, no, if you figure it out, let me know, because I haven't figured it out.
Other than politics, you know, everything's great. But when it comes to that, it's just like they're in a different land.
I completely agree with you. Aiden, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, keep doing what you do, David. Take care.
All right. How many times have we heard stories like that from servers at restaurants? It's quite a situation. People in transportation, Uber drivers, we hear it from everybody, quite frankly. All right, everybody, we're going to take a quick break. We will be back with more Friday show right after this. All right, let's get into audience emails for the week. You can email info@davidpakman.com. Sometimes tweets or Facebook messages or YouTube comments may be included. Let's just get right into it, because there's so many to get to today. You know, one of the funny things that happens every time we stream a Trump rally is people who have no idea about our channel or anything, they'll just kind of like come by because they're looking for the rally. And then they'll see, oh, here's someone talking about it. That's me. And then they'll realize I'm not saying positive things, and then they get really mad and they will start emailing. So as you can see, this one in particular happened during a recent rally on a Saturday. And Landon wrote in and just does an all caps, "We love Donald Trump. You are." And then that was the end of the email. Apparently they accidentally sent it. So then they follow up and they say, "A bum." They meant, "You are a bum. Pack it up, loser." And then a little bit later, by the end of the thing, they say, "I can't wait until the Patriots cancel you and you need to get a real job. Get a real job, commie." And this is pretty common. Of course, this is not a communist show, and this is a real job. And in fact, I think that lots of these folks have no clue what is going on when it comes to independent media. But I always appreciate them coming by and contributing their, you know, increasing the view count by one, increasing the comment count by a couple. So thanks, Landon. Monty wrote in also during a recent Trump rally and said, "You are a stupid SOB. You think dumbass Biden is good for this country when we are paying $5 a gallon under his administration, $5 for a loaf of bread. Eggs are twice as much now than when Trump was president. I could on and on about the inflation under Biden. I also live by the Mexico-USA border, and I've never seen so bad as it is now. Crime has doubled under Biden. And on that subject, I could go on and on. I came upon your show by accident, and I'm glad I did, because now I can use you to show my liberal friends just how stupid they are. When Biden is not trying to introduce dead people, he's wrecking our country with the support of idiots like you." Well, Monty, I'd appreciate you sending some of those folks to my channel. We're trying to get to 2 million subscribers on YouTube. So yeah, send them my way. I would very, very much appreciate that. Julia wrote in about my commentary last week about leftism, masculinity, and the poll that found that young women are moving more to the left, but young men are not. And Julia said, "I thought about your segment today on the young women becoming more leftist as opposed to young men staying where they are. I agree with you that many men simply don't admit to others that they're on the left, and the reason could be backlash from the right-leaning friends and family. Just look at these crazy right-wing nuts calling you gay pejoratively without any reason, solely based on political opinion. Keep doing what you're doing. Best of luck to you and your family. Yeah, I think that Julia is more or less spot on, and it more or less also echoes the comments that I made last week. You know, there's been this sort of cartoonish stereotype of what masculinity is supposed to be under the Republican Party. And what's really funny about it is that Trump has espoused that idea, and so have many of his followers, despite Trump himself not actually being that. In fact, being very much the opposite in many ways. And that's because the facts don't really matter. It doesn't really make a difference to them. But that is the sort of picture that they have designed. And it's not a new picture, right? I mean, when we talk about they want to go back to the 1950s, part of what we're talking about are those quite rigid views, in fact, on gender and femininity and masculinity. So I think Julia is definitely onto something. Here's another message, Trump missing documents. A while back when this was breaking, someone on MT, I don't know what that is, speculated about them being in Ivanka's casket, the documents being in Ivanka's casket. Now, I think what the person means is Ivana's casket. Ivana Trump recently died. It was all about the same time, and she noted that it took 10 strong men to carry the casket, which supposedly contains her ashes. She was mostly joking, but the more things move along, the more it seems plausible. Don't they have some ground-penetrating radar they could use to check it out? Listen, I have heard all of these different hypotheses about Ivana was buried where she was buried, I guess at or near some golf course, for a tax deduction. There are documents in the casket. There are burned up documents in the. I have no idea. It's really not super interesting to me. There are so many other things going on. It's speculative. I don't know that we would ever really find out if something like that was going on. My thought is I don't want to put too much of my time into that, but I know that there are many people who have been speculating about the details of Ivana Trump's casket. I will leave it to them. Luke wrote in and says, thank you. Hey, David, just want to say thanks for all of your work on the show. Congratulations on 1.5 million subscribers. I've been listening to your show for about 3 years now and much more engaged in politics than I was before I started listening. I used to be sort of an apolitical independent who thought both left and right were equally bad. Ah, yes, we called that enlightened centrism. Okay. Over the past few years, I've started to realize how radical the right-wingers have become in the Trump era and consider myself very left-leaning now. You certainly have had a big influence on that change. You also have a talent for clearly communicating ideas that is all too rare, which I find myself emulating to some degree in my job as a teacher. Keep up the good work. You're making a difference. Here's to 2 million subscribers. You know, it's so rare that we just get like a nice email of that kind that I love that. And I love featuring it. Johnny Rode wrote in and says there are multiple. Oh, how many followers on Twitter have you lost? There are multiple countless of reporting of users that are reporting that they have lost tens of thousands of followers. Have you lost many or any? I don't even follow these people and never would, writing an article about it now. Yeah, so when the first time that it was announced that Elon Musk was buying Twitter, tons of right-wing accounts gained a ton of followers, and some left-wing accounts lost some followers. I lost some. It wasn't really clear why. Was it people leaving the platform, joining the platform because of the news? I guess. Then it looked like Elon Musk wasn't going to buy Twitter. Now that, again, it's looking like he might buy it, I lost 4 followers on the day of that announcement. Now, I gain followers every day. Like you go back hundreds of days, every day I gain followers. So losing any is weird. I don't really understand it. Maybe it's that on the news of Elon buying Twitter again, a bunch of left-wingers said, I'm not going to be on a platform owned by Elon Musk. So they quit. They canceled and deleted their account. I don't really know, but it was very, very minimal, at least on my end. Edward wrote in about current gas prices and says, David, sir, why is it that Republicans no longer talk about gas prices? Pretty obvious I just think it's funny how Republicans only pin gas prices on Biden when they're high. To be clear, I'm in agreement with you. President doesn't control gas prices in either direction. I just find it funny how Biden is only associated with high gas prices in their mind. Love your show, Edward. Well, Edward's wrong about one thing. It is true that many of them are just not talking about gas prices anymore. Many are talking about them and lying. Trump keeps saying they're so high and they're going even higher. And he'll use numbers a little bit less now that gas prices are down. The other thing is, over the last few days, they've actually started to tick back up. And again, these very same people who have been totally silent on it for weeks now, months, in fact, are now back to talking about the gas prices. It's the same circle. It's worthless. It's really not worth much of our time. They're going to do their routine no matter what's going on with gas prices. I say we just move on and focus on more important things. AT wrote in and asks why. Says Trump's most likely going to run for president again. My question is, why would someone enter a race and expect to win when they know the other side's cheating? If he enters the presidential race, it is a total admission he never believed the race was stolen. Not quite. The logic here is good logic, which is, if Democrats have it all rigged, why would any Republicans even bother to run? Why would any Republicans even bother to vote? Because Democrats are just going to steal it. The way they get around this is they say, if enough of us vote, it will overwhelm the voter fraud. And so we can still win, even though there will be some fraud. That's how they kind of close the illogical loop of logic that they've created. They say, yes, there's going to be fraud. It's rigged. They're cheating. But if we have a big enough margin, we'll end up winning by a little bit after all of their cheating is accounted for. I know it doesn't make any sense. It's completely wacky, but that's their argument. That's what they claim. info@davidpakman.com. Get your questions in, comments, requests for corrections. I'm glad to entertain, and even a little bit of trolling, not too much, but a little bit of trolling. We have a great bonus show for you today. Sign up at joinpakman.com. You'll get instant access, instant. And then if you are not part of that group, we'll be back Monday with a new show.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
In my song as I ride along, I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Hello there, neighbor. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams, Miss Audrey, and all the drifting cowboys. Yes, a singing sensation of the country. Hank Williams is back again for a little visit and some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
I ain't got a dime just wasting my time. I'm just a happy roving cowboy. Let me sing my song till they call me home to a land beyond the blue.
Yes, neighbors, here's one of the things that makes your radio worthwhile. You're always glad to spend a little money on the juice when this fella comes calling around. It's our old friend, Hank Williams. Yeah.
Thank you, Grant. Thank you a lot. And welcome, friends and neighbors, to another Health and Happiness Show. We hope you all are good and healthy and happy and feeling good. All the boys and myself, Miss Audrey, Grant Turner, we all here to try to make you happy for the next few minutes. I'd like to start off here with a song that I recorded here not long ago. I think it's one of the prettiest ones I've ever recorded. Boys, if you will, a little tune called The Lost Highway. Stone all alone and lost. For a life of sin, I have paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, there goes another boy down the lost highway. just a deck of cards and a jug of wine. And a woman's lies makes a life like mine. For the day we met, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Just a lad, nearly 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I've paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around. On this road of sin, are you sorrow bound? Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
Yes.
Friends, right now, here's our good friend again with a message for you. So if you will listen to him just a minute, we'll be right back.
COVID-19 is a severe lung infection. Trust the American Lung Association for science-based public health information, especially for the 36 million Americans who live with lung disease. We have resources to protect your lung health, access expertise from medical professionals, and peer-to-peer support through our online communities. Visit lung.org for daily updates or call 1-800-LUNG-USA.
Well, here we are again. Friends, we got a little song here now that's got an awful lot of good sense in it. Really good one. Audrey and myself are going to sing it for you. And I think you'll agree with me, it's got an awfully good title. Title of it is, I Want to Live in Love Always.
I want to live in love under the stars above. I want to hold you close to my heart. You gave me hopes anew when I was sad and blue, and nothing's gonna keep us apart. I sang a lonely song until you came along. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always. Pray that lucky day that you came walking right into my life. I'm gonna change my plans, cause I'm a different man. I'm through with all troubles and strife. I used to feel so bad, but now I feel so glad. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always. I wanna live and love under the stars above. I wanna hold you close to my heart. You gave me hopes anew when I was sad and blue, and nothing's gonna keep us apart. I sang a lonely song until you came along. I'm heading for the bright sunny day, and I'm telling you what this love will do. I wanna live and love always.
Yes, sir, there it is. I want to live in love always. Here's our friend again with a message for you. So listen to him, will you?
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at knowdiabetesbyheart.org.
Jerry Rivers boiled them cabbage. Nah, he didn't get a chance to boil them. He just got to stew them a little bit on that round there. Friends, right now, it's hymn time on the Health and Happiness Show. Gonna ask Miss Audrey and all the boys, our announcer, Grant Turner, we're gonna all gather around the mic here, sing you an old-time shout tune. I know all you folks will enjoy. I hope you will, at least. I know all you folks know the song and like it. Jerry, if you lead us off here, all of us. Little tune called I'll Have a New Body, I'll Have a New Life.
On that resurrection morning when all dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Won't it be so bright and fair when we meet our loved one there? I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home, love eternal, with the redeeming God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain,
there'll be no more strife. Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body, praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. When old Gabriel blows his trumpet and we walk the streets of gold, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. No more pain, worry, sorrow in this wicked world of sin. I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. I'll have a new home of eternal with the redeeming God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh, dear brother, are you living for that day when Christ shall come? I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Graves all bursting, saints a-shouting, heavenly beauty all around. I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new home, love eternal, with the redeeming God to stand. There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife.
Raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in paradise. I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you an awful lot, Terry. I'll have a new body. I'll have a new life. Hope all you friends enjoyed that one. Now, folks, we got a boy here that picks an awful lot of guitar, we think. We want you to listen to him for a little spasm here. Bob McNett with his electric guitar and a little tune called Fingers on Fire. friends, the old clock has caught up with us. We're going to have to get out of here. The good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, as Hank Williams saying, we'll see you again for long. Until then, Jerry, let's go see Sally.
Darling, let's turn back the years and go back to yesterday. Let's pretend that time has stopped and I didn't go away. We had our love to make us happy. It wasn't meant to bring us tears. Love like ours should never die. So darling, let's turn back the years.
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC, does not
show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run riot. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for cost me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in does not concern him. It's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for you've caused me too much sorrow. And none of these will take my pain away.
Save the world. You can be my rocket, be my rocket ship, baby. Come on, I'm by the place where the three rivers flow. The waves paint your face on the waters below. The lilt of your voice softly chanting a line returns as an echo that settles my mind. Om Mani Padme Hum. In the graveyard, blacken the trees, filling the branches with feathery leaves. The lift of your hand as you bid them goodbye. The darkness erupts and a storm takes the sky. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. High on a hillside, city below, following footsteps left long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gather round the tree, let us hold in our hearts our friends and family. Let us gather round the tree. Hallelujah. Thank you.
and I can't have you. Oh, what will I do? I'm feeling so blue, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you. I've reached that dead street, and tomorrow, and there's no hope, 'cause I'm sent to a life without you.
Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off your boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide. A farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Winning anybody at the ice cream truck at the York New Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the York New Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for a thrill. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on a hilltop field at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You can take your chance with the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut. I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer, from the kids in the wagon with a big John Deere, and a fifth grade girl and her half-done steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. The tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till the wind's something big at the watermelon throw, and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair.
they sang a song, grown children to walk along. Those who follow and those in need, they care the children or they could not speak. And if it's too far,
travel on.
And if it's too tough,
walk and
die. If the road is too rough,
make it smooth.
And if you don't have the time,
there's a time to
Peter walked. They did not run through the rain, Lord, or the burning sun. Some learn it early and some learn it late, that the road is winding, that the road is straight. And if it's too far,
travel
on. If it's too tough,
walk and die.
And if the road is too rough,
make it smooth.
And if you don't have the time,
there's a time to lose.
And if it's too far,
travel on. Time to lose.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Take you back.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh is a mistress, a wife, a pen friend, a checkout girl, a complimentary moist lemon-scented cleansing square, or a handy freshen-up white pet. WRCT is the breath of God, the dew on a fresh apple. It's the soft rain of dust that falls into a shaft of morning sun when you pull from an old bookshelf a forgotten volume of romantic diaries. It's a half-remembered childhood birthday party, a creak on the stair, a sputtering match held to a frosted pane, the warm, wet, trusting touch of a leaking nappy, the hulk of a charred panzer, the underside of a granite boulder, the first downy growth on the upper lip of a Mediterranean girl, cobwebs long since overrun by an old Wellington boot.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Shop.